For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight we're pouring up a big shot for who else but Mark Vientos. I mean, I gave you the spoiler alert like an hour ago when he walked it off. He got the scoring started with his 23rd home run in the first inning. And then he was just lurking and waiting for his opportunity to hit another one to walk it off in 10 innings. For the New York Mets, this guy goes out there tonight and puts the team on his back. 3-for-5, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, 2 runs. He's on his way to having a 25 home run season almost guaranteed. But man, if he's able to get to 30, if he's able to stay hot and get 6 more homers this year, what a hell of a year for young Mark Vientos at age 24 when people said he can't hit, he doesn't have a position. There's a second interception by Jalen Hurts in this game. Mark Vientos, Casamigos, big shot of the night. The Make It Happen Mets win 8 in a row, holding that position in the wild card. And don't look now, they're only a game and a half back from the Arizona Diamondbacks, who they should have swept. Like, this is going to get really interesting, folks. Don't just settle for the third wild card. We'll see where it goes. In Queens, Alvaro, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, Keith, man?
You know, working.
I feel you, man. Listen, man, these Mets, man. How about these Mets? My Mets are hot. 8 games in a row. One of the best teams in the MLB since June. If you would have asked me in May when they were 11 games under, if this would have been possible, I would have told you no chance, man. It's really unbelievable how they've been playing, man.
I'm not going to hold you. I'm jealous. They're doing it the right way.
Vibes are all the way up, and you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. I think they mentioned on the cast that Lindor has just tied a club record for consecutive games on base. He's just 16? I mean, he's really transformed. He's come into his own since
16 game hitting streak. His on base, I got to look that up, but yeah, MVP.
Yeah, man, and you know, he's really coming to his own. It's been mentioned before that when stars first come to a new city, it takes a little bit of time to adjust, and it really looks like he's finally coming to his own, you know, here in New York. And you got it. I mean, without the emergence of Mark Vientos, I don't know if they would have been able to, you know, be able to reach this level of success. So it's really crazy. Just all around 1-9, the lineup is, you know, like, it's really like 1-9, you can't find an easy out. So they're really built really good. And I really, really hope that they can make it in the postseason. And, like people say, once you get in the postseason, it's about whoever gets hot. But that's why I wanted to call you and ask, you know, with the way things are in the wild card right now, everybody's winning. You know, it just seems like everybody's on a hot streak. How many wins do you think it'll take for the Mets to get in? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the call. I don't know. No one can predict baseball. Nobody predicted this. I said they needed to put a win streak together. I was thinking 4 or 5, not 8, not going for 9 tomorrow. I don't know how many total wins it's going to take either, because all of these teams are right there. I know I got on the Fan and said I thought that they could win a little bit more than the Yankees did last year. The Yankees won 82 games. They're definitely going to win 82 games. I mean, can they be a 90-win team? Maybe, bro. They're rolling. I'm not putting anything against them. I'm not hating on them. I don't know. I'm crunching some numbers. I'm looking at some things. They're 77-64. And we'll see what happens with this upcoming schedule. Stay hot. Control what you can control. It is going to be fun, right? Last call, I was like, well, if you would have told me, that's the thing. No one can tell you anything. You can't predict baseball. Like, sweep the Reds, then you got the Blue Jays coming up. I think the other night, I joked, this could be a 13-game win streak. 888-808-1019, and then you go down to Philly, and then Philly comes here, and then you got the Braves and Brewers, and that's postseason baseball before we get to the postseason. That's postseason-level baseball before we actually get to October. EJ, in Prospect, Connecticut, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hello, what's up? I just got back from the Mets game. They are playing absolutely crazy right now, but I have two issues. Number one, I think Jose Iglesias should be playing more. McNeil has been struggling, and I think that Iglesias is a better fielder than he is, and I think he deserves more time on the field.
Yeah, but they kind of...
a crazy hit to open up the game today.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a heartbeat of the team. He's a huge story with this team this year. But they obviously sat Jeff McNeil down, worked with him, and they look at Jeff McNeil as a part of the team as well, which he is. He's been here, and he's been more than serviceable. He's had his moments. So those guys are going to play. They're going to platoon. They're going to try and find spots and matchups to get both of them in. But no, you're not wrong in saying that Jose Iglesias should play more. He should be the starting second baseman. I think he's better defensively, but they just, they got to find...
I agree.
They got to find opportunities to put McNeil's bat in the lineup. Just not a great night for him tonight.
That would come would be benching Nimmo for a couple days. He has been dreadful since.
And putting McNeil in left field.
Every time he gets up, I'm like, "There's a free out right here."
Yeah, but Nimmo, you paid, and
you can't put him in center. Know where he belongs? Not center, but in center bench. I don't think he should be playing that much right now. It's painful to watch him sometimes.
No, he's struggling.
I like to watch the games with my dad.
He's struggling,
and I know he's a good player, but. I think what he needs is a couple days off.
He was hurt. He was sick. He had some time off. He was playing like an all-star the week going into the all-star game. He couldn't stop homering.
He'll find it again, but it's just taken so long. And, like, I was at the game today, and he got up. And when he got up, I was like, 0-for-4. And it's not a very good thing to do that as a fan, but it's very frustrating. And I'm glad their bullpen is figuring itself out. Jose Bucho came back with a huge... He's down 3-0, struck the guy out. I don't know. I think it was a pop-up. Then got the next two guys out. The game today was awesome. And I lost my voice a little
bit. Yeah, and you want better. And you want it to continue. I understand the urgency. I understand the concern. Because you're like, we have options. Put the better options in there.
I hope they keep losing.
Thanks for the call, EJ. I'll say this to defend Nimmo. I saw a video of him in the dugout after the game watching Mark Vientos do his postgame. And even though Nimmo might not be playing his best baseball, he is a leader and not a captain of this team, but right under, right? Remember that story came out about Lindor and Nimmo paying for team meals outside of obviously the team meals they have provided by the team, like team dinners and stuff. Nimmo got the bag. Nimmo is a guy that is a homegrown Met that got the bag. He is somebody that I think is going to have a stretch where he gets hot again. He is somebody that I think those guys love. He's a very likable guy, a guy from Wyoming. Like, he's struggling a bit, but that's because he's had injuries. He was sick. But he gives you good defense out there. He can play center. He can play left. I don't expect them to... Like, if you're talking about playing Iglesias over McNeil... I don't expect them to say, okay, McNeil, you lost your spot, but we're going to give you Brandon Nimmo's spot. No. You've got enough guys. You've got enough guys between Bader playing in center field, Marte being back now, Tyrone Taylor needs to get a little bit more love as well, but I know he's Tyrone Taylor. They have a deep enough lineup where McNeil can go 0-for. Nimmo had one hit, was 0-for for a while today, 2 Ks. Doesn't matter. They're still in the game and can still win the game. Speaking of being in the game and can win the game, this game, this NFL game that we're watching from Brazil is awesome. The highlights, like after the game, it's going to be sick because there's a ton of scoring, yards, big plays. The Eagles are up 31-26, but now here come Jordan Love and the Packers. I saw Jordan Love was cramping a little bit on the sidelines. First game, it's real now. He's fighting through it. They're about to punch it in, I hope. 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I told you, if you were not watching this NFL game in the fourth quarter, you need to turn it on. It's lit. I don't say that you should sign up for Peacock now, but maybe you get somebody else's login. Limo driver Ed,
hey,
how are
you? Hey, my brother, listen, I'm sitting up here watching this game, and I got Barkley and got me 31 points. Man, you know they're going to be so mad after being on all that hard knocks and let that boy Barkley go, and he's got an offensive line now. Oh,
he's balling. And it's easy.
And you know what? He got an offensive line.
It's not the struggle that it was.
New York.
It was such a struggle with the Giants for him to ball out.
Oh, man, yeah, that offensive line. Look what he's doing.
16 carries, 94 yards.
Let
me refresh
this. You know, on the hard knocks, they said if we done let him go down to where? Down 95? Oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. For they didn't want to match that money. Oh, and he wanted to stay as a Giant, too. Oh, they let him go.
Yeah. 16 carries, 94 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. He also has 2 catches for 23 yards and a touchdown. What?
Yeah, and he got me 31 points in my fantasy.
Great pick. Great pick.
Oh, man. Oh, my brother. Well, this is nice, man. And they got a good game going. This is amazing. Only thing I don't like, you got to pay for service to watch. Why ain't it on regular NBC so everybody can see it?
You know, that, I don't know. It's because they're greedy and the NFL knows. We'll make them pay. They watched the game for free last night on regular NBC. Put this one on Peacock.
Right, yeah. Well, the whole country would love to see this kind of game.
So the whole country better find that $9.99. Not me. I'm here at work. Shout out to Connor Green who got it on the TV somehow. I don't even know we were able to log in. To this cable and override the cable.
Man, by the time you pay all these apps and all this kind of stuff, man, you're well over another $200 anyway. I'm going to check my cable box.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. We thought we were cutting the cord and getting rid of the cable and getting some type of deal. No, add it all up. You're paying just as much, if not more.
Yeah. For this channel, Apple, that channel, and it's on every other channel.
Yeah, you better save your passwords. You better keep the same password so you can get in and out of there easy, or they're logging you out, making you do a number and a code and go to this website and confirm and two-factor.
No, man, listen, don't they know, you know, it's a recession and people are hard times?
I don't care. They don't care. It's a business. It's the NFL. They're making billions. Limo driver Ed, you're the man. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. It's wide open for sports fans to call. Open mic time. We're jumping around. We're talking about the Mets. We're talking about Saquon Barkley balling for the Eagles. What is life? This is real life. Might be dead to Giants fans. He's not dead to Eagles fans. And like I was saying before about these Giants fans thinking Malik Nabers is the answer and they're just going to waltz in there and beat the Vikings. Your identity used to be Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones. Now it's just Daniel Jones. It may become Malik Nabers, but we don't know that yet. 888-808-1019. The Packers settle for a field goal. It is 31-29 with less than 8 minutes to go in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Keith McPherson on the fan with less than 40 minutes to go in my show. Mets fans that are on the line, I'm coming to you next. We're going to keep talking about Mark Vientos, Francisco Lindor. My boy Dre actually sent me the facts. SNY-TV had to make a correction. Lindor has tied the Mets record for a single season on base streak. Right? They said, I guess they thought he broke John Olerud's streak. Francisco Lindor gets a base hit to extend his hitting streak to a career-high 16 games, but it's a 34-game on-base streak. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this. And we're back. Like I said, we would be back. Keith McPherson on the fan. Joining us now, special guest appearance, my producer Connor was able to grab one of the Mets beat writers to join us. So right now, Will Salmon, who reports for the New York Mets and MLB, as a senior writer for The Athletic, is on The Fan. We're going to quickly talk about what happened tonight, what's been happening over these 8 games. Will, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Keith, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me on.
I mean, it's a wild night. We're watching the NFL game. We're talking about Jason Dominguez. We're giving predictions on week one and who's going to win the Super Bowl. But right now, no one can ignore the brand of baseball that the Mets are playing. Right now, they have the longest win streak in Major League Baseball. And a walk-off like that in Citi Field in front of the fans who are starting to really show up and rock the place. They're chanting MVP for Lindor. Like, were you able to get around the team? Were you able to see what the vibe is in the clubhouse? Like, do you have access to, you know, get in there and see what it's like after the game?
Yeah, no, it's been pretty unreal. I think it really is a testament to the guys in that clubhouse for standing pat and for holding steady throughout the tough times this year, to really enjoy this and kind of see this through. And I think it really points to their leadership in that clubhouse. It's, you know, Francisco Lindor, J.D. Martinez, it's guys like that who have kept things afloat when times were tough. And look, even a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago when they had came back from the trip and, you know, they had a couple of losses that a lot of people thought that they should win, they never really showed any panic. And I think that was critical, too, because they still saw that they had, you know, a handful of weeks left even before they got to right now. And now in September baseball, this team really appears ready. They're playing competent ball. They're doing a lot of little things right, and they're getting key production out of some of their top players.
Yeah, I've said they're like a cat with 9 lives. I said this team, as soon as you think they're dead, all they do time after time is show you resiliency. And that obviously comes from the top, the owner, the president of baseball operations, the manager, those guys not flinching, those guys not panicking, and the fact that they weren't bystanders through this whole year. Right? They held guys accountable. They set a standard. If guys weren't performing, they weren't going to play. If you don't produce, you're out of here. And I think that goes a long way for a team that's looking to compete, a team that's looking to prove people wrong.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I mean, Mark Vientos deserves a lot of credit for, he frankly deserves all the credit for what he's done. But I do think that Carlos Mendoza has really played things right when it comes to him once he got going, because I think we saw last year a lot of the times, even when Francisco Alvarez was hot or anybody else that was a younger player, there was a reluctancy a little bit to kind of move those guys up in the order. And what I liked about Carlos Mendoza so far this year is that he has not shied away from those types of moves. He has Vientos batting second, third. That's a little bit unusual for a team, for a club that has, you know, veteran players, Brandon Nimmo, J.D. Martinez, Francisco Lindor. You could do a lot of different things with that lineup. And he made the right move, and he acknowledged that he has a great player, a great emerging star, frankly, in Mark Vientos, and he rewarded him. And that faith has been rewarded with big nights like today. So I think they have the right people in place. I think that's pretty clear right now with David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza. There's numerous examples of it. I think you alluded to a few as far as the roster construction goes. And I think that's what you were talking about as far as like the changeable parts and the guys who are coming in and out. I think that's reflected in the bullpen lately too, where that part of their team is suddenly rolling and it's kind of a surprise. And it's a bunch of guys who weren't there on opening day, besides Edwin Diaz and Adam Ottavino, who's not even pitching in high-leverage situations anymore. It's everybody else is new. So I think that goes to your point of just this has been a roster that has not been afraid to see some turnover while also getting some resounding performances from their core group of guys.
Yeah, they identified a problem. They fixed the problem. They didn't keep banging their head against the wall and saying, this will work, this is fine, this is fine. No, they were proactive about it. I've got a ton of respect for how they went about shaping this bullpen, how they've not had any fear in changing the lineup, and how they've played the hot hand, and even the moves they made at the deadline. It is literally changing their fate now. I mean, a team that started off 11 games under 500, a team like that I said was left for dead 10 different times this season. I don't know. I tip my cap to the Mets as I look at the wild card standings. And now, right, there was so much talk over the last couple weeks about, they're fighting for the wild card spot, or, they're out of it. They're not going to make the third wild card spot. Now, when you look at the Diamondbacks and even where the Padres are, teams that arguably they should have swept the Diamondbacks, they should have taken 3 out of 4 from the Padres, they're not far from the top wild card spot.
No, they're not. I think the Padres, they're probably going to win tonight, at least last I saw their score. So that will probably get them up to about, 81 wins or so. So I think that they're
they're a really good team. I like the Padres roster a lot. They have a lot of star power. I think the rotation and bullpen are great, too. The Diamondbacks are a little susceptible. I know they got some guys back from key injuries, but to your point, the Mets are only, like, what, two games from them at this juncture. So,
two and a half from the Padres, one and a half from the Diamondbacks with still some 20-plus games to go.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time. You know, the Mets have a tough schedule, I'll say that, right ahead of them. So it'll be a little bit tougher, but they did what they had to do at this point to kind of get into that situation and give them more than just that one spot. They have other options here.
Yeah, it's great, man. I just like, you know, I love the game of baseball. I love how nobody can predict baseball. And now with this extra wild card, it makes it really dramatic at the end and, you know, really enticing at the end to see, you know, who's going to finish. You mentioned something that I was going to ask you before we get out of here. Like, I just think it's so vital that they put together this win streak now. I'm a Yankees fan, so a lot of the stuff that I'm saying is like the opposite of my own team. The Yankees had a spot in their schedule where, you know, they could have got fat. They could have swept some teams, put together a win streak. Instead, they lost series. It is so important that they swept the White Sox. They swept the Red Sox. They took this first game from the Reds. They carry that momentum into Mets hockey jersey tomorrow. Maybe they take two out of three. Maybe they sweep them. Maybe they sweep the Blue Jays. It's so important to stack those wins before you run into the Phillies down in Philadelphia, before you have the Phillies for four in your building, go to Atlanta for three, and end the season with three in Milwaukee. How do you think they'll fare in these last 22, 23 games after tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know what's crazy, Keith? I was thinking that, like, the most pressured team right now is whoever plays the White Sox, because it's like you have to beat that team, right? There's no way that you lose to that team.
Orioles just lost to them. Yankees got beat up by them.
Yeah, you can't do that, right? Like, you have so much pressure on you just to win. Like, you have to sweep them. And the Mets did that. And so I'm not saying that's a tough thing to do, but I'm just saying that I'm just raising it as a point as, like, you know, that's a lot of pressure to actually get that done and to not have a lull there. And they've passed pretty much every test these last couple of weeks. I think even going back to that trip with San Diego and Arizona, you know, they did what they had to do against those teams. I know those losses stung the way that they lost, but they still came out with a winning road trip there, and they looked pretty solid. And they've done pretty much everything they've had to do since then. So I have some faith in them. They deserve to be where they are. It's not a fluke. And they're playing really well. So I think that they really stack up pretty much against anybody right now. Don't get me wrong, the Phillies are going to be tough. They have a lot of games against them left, but I think they're going to be up for the challenge based on what we've seen the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think it keeps the fans locked in and engaged. I think it's going to be great down the stretch. I'm rooting for them to get it done. I want to see postseason baseball in Queens and in the Bronx. And what I've been saying now is that as Mets fans, you got to be looking at your team and saying they're doing the right things at the right time. They're rounding into shape. They're handling business. They're beating the teams that they're supposed to beat. And you got to control what you can control, and they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think there's really that much of a weakness that's emerging right now for them. There's obviously some concerns that the bullpen's going to continue to be this good. I don't know. Will the rotation continue to give them 6-7 innings every game? Probably not, but it's going that way right now. And I think they have enough with the offense with Francisco Lindor, but they're going to need more from Pete Alonso and a couple of other guys as well to kind of keep this going late in the season to get over those teams that are going to be a little bit better than what they've seen lately.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Mets, though. Anybody can be the hero. Obviously, Lindor leads the way, but it could be Vientos, it could be Alvarez, JD Martinez. Like, we're talking about walk-off home runs. Those guys have all hit walk-off home runs. There's going to be a time where Pete does it. There's going to be a time where Nimmo gets back. Jeff McNeil has had some heroics this year. Guys like Tyrone Taylor have got it done. Harrison Bader's hit some home runs. Like, they have enough guys in this lineup. I'm sure I'm forgetting one or two guys, but, like, anybody can play hero. Anybody can be the savior. Anybody, Jesse Winker, anybody can get it done. Starling Marte is due for a big moment since he's been back.
Yeah, I think you just named, I think, what, all 14 of the position players there. So, yeah, pretty much. I mean, they got a pretty deep roster. They really do. And I think that Mendoza does a great job of actually interchanging all those parts and really maximizing it. And that's a really good sign for the Mets going forward, especially like late in September when every out continues to matter at such a high level. And then plus, if you get into the postseason, he seems like a guy who's ready for that job of knowing what he can squeeze out of every single player. I think that's going to be key for them these last 3 weeks.
Yeah, look at the Mets. They got an MVP candidate in Francisco Lindor, a Manager of the Year candidate in Carlos Mendoza, and a dark horse for Rookie of the Year with Mark Vientos.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and if Strom and I had a better first month or so, he'd be in there
Cy Young
with Chris Sale and Zach Wheeler. I don't think he's going to be quite there yet, but, you know, he's had quite the second half of the season.
Yeah, another dark horse candidate. But positive energy and good signs in the first year of David Stearns, the first year of Carlos Mendoza, a team that many people thought were punting on this year. They're knocking on the doors of being a postseason team, and this has been a really special year for the Mets. Thanks for joining us, Will. I appreciate it. I know it was late after the game and you worked on a short notice, but I appreciate your insight, and we'll have you back on.
Yeah, anytime, Keith. Thanks for having me on, man.
Once again, that was Will Salmon from The Athletic covering your Make It Happen Mets, and I think Mets fans are happy. When you're winning, you're happy. When you're walking off teams, when the vibes are like this, you're happy. And the next thing that's going to make you happy is this year to end in a postseason run. In East Brunswick, it's Joshua. Thanks for holding, Josh. You're on the Fan.
Yeah, what's happening? Hey, real quick, you and I have been crossing paths. I'm a musician, and a few months ago I did a set, and as I got off stage, I heard your voice introducing the next band. And a couple weeks ago, you walked past me singing New York, New York in Yankee Stadium. So
wow.
Universe
never unconnects. So are you a Jersey City guy? Or because I was at that in Jersey City at the event for, the Jersey Fest concert at White Eagle Hall. Yeah, yeah. I introduced the band from my area. That's crazy. And then you saw me in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't say anything either time.
it's funny. I would have had to kind of like chase you down to do it both times. I'm not that guy. You know what I mean?
Understood. Here we get to meet for the first time on air.
Right on. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
You as well.
I'm a diehard Mets fan, lifelong diehard Mets fan, and it's kind of interesting that I'm having this conversation with you now after the piece that you just did, because this has been a lot of fun, and frankly, they've already exceeded my expectations for them this year. I just wanted the Mets to get to the break and not have to sell off the team.
Sure.
And they far exceeded that. I guess, you know, here's my trepidation. Here's my hesitance. Mets fans are really high right now. We're having a good time, and we should be, because they're playing the game right. They're doing everything that they need to do right now. I think where I'm a little hesitant to get so high on the team, though, is that I'm just not sold that if they do make it to the postseason, that they are built to really make any noise and to really get out of the National League. And I'm just curious as to what your thoughts on how they stack up against the elite teams that they're going to have to go through, A, to get to the postseason, and B, once they get to the postseason.
I think the National League is tougher. I think the route is more challenging. I think there are so many good teams with hitters and pitchers and bullpens. But I'll say this, October is unpredictable. Nobody saw the Diamondbacks doing what they did. They beat the Dodgers, beat the Phillies on their way to the World Series. Like, no one had that. No one had that. Mad Dog Russo said he would retire if that happened, and he's still working and putting out plenty of content. So what I'll say is it doesn't so much matter how much they stack up on paper. Try not to fast-forward your mind. You got to believe. I know that's the whole moniker and tagline. You got to get in, and then anything can happen, because I think you have a group of guys that are playing free. I think you have a group of guys that there's no pressure on because there was no expectations, really. I think you have a group of guys that they step on that field and feel like they can compete with anyone and they belong, and the pressure will be on the other teams, the Dodgers, who spent $1 billion in the offseason, the Phillies, who are desperate to get back to the World Series after losing one and after choking away a second opportunity last year, the Diamondbacks, who are trying to get back there after losing in the World Series last year, the Padres, who have just as high of a payroll, but they don't get the same flack that the Mets get for not getting it done. You know, even the Atlanta Braves, who won a ring a couple years back, when they didn't have Ronald Acuna Jr., they don't have him again this year. They think they can create some of that same magic with Jorge Soler and a handful of backups. Like, I just think the Mets are on a magic carpet ride right now. And if you just keep day by day, game by game, series by series, watching and hoping and wishing, you just never know how this is going to go. It could be a year. They have as good of a shot as anyone in the National League based on their rotation, their bullpen, and their lineup.
Well, you've pretty much just embodied what is the fun of being a Mets fan. As opposed to, the Yankees, where there's, expectations.
It's not fun right now because you got Aaron Judge, you got Juan Soto, but you have a general manager and a manager that are telling you, you guys aren't as smart as you think. We know better than you. We're not going to call up a guy like Jason Dominguez. No, we don't need a closer at the deadline. Clay Holmes is good enough. There's just so many holes in the lineup, in the bullpen, that inevitably Yankee fans are fearful right now of the postseason and not hopeful right now of the postseason because we're just waiting for the bats to go cold or for home runs to be given up, for these guys in a rotation like Rodon to not get it done or Nestor to not get it done and us to be miserable.
Yeah. Well, listen, the same thing can be said for the Yankees. Just get there and get hot. So,
right.
Hey, thank you so much.
The American League sucks this year. Thank you for the call, Josh. Thanks for noticing me out there in the wild, not running me down, but then listening to my show and calling me and we have the conversation here. The Eagles are about to kneel this one out with about a minute left. They're up 3, 31-29. Are they trying to score here? No, they're not trying to score here, but I think they're trying to just run out the clock here and get their first win. Can't knock the Eagles, man. They win a lot. They've got a lot of talent. Even though their quarterback is sloppy with the football, they've got so many. Like, this is what I'm talking about. That snap right there just got fumbled. I thought they all go forward. The snap was fumbled. Saquon ended up with the ball. I'm like, did they hand him the ball? No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Mets. We got a break here? Yeah, let's take this break. Joe in Staten Island, I'll come back to you. You may be my last call. If somebody else wants to sneak in a call, 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Oh, yeah. I'm having too much fun. I just hit another parlay. I had Josh Jacobs to rush for 80 yards. I had Saquon Barkley to rush for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bang. I literally threw that in. If you were listening to my show, I'm like, I'm not going to bet on the game because I'm not going to be able to watch. Connor gets the game on. I'm like, now I have to put some on the game. I go check my bet slips and I'm like, man, I just turned $5 into 170 plus 32.56 odds. Oh, we up, baby. I'm up 500 for Sunday and I'm going to give it all right back. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Unfortunately, we just watched a play where Jordan Love, the $200-plus million man who just signed his contract, went down. He's standing, but it didn't look good. I thought it was an ACL, ankle, something. I was about to say, there goes my Super Bowl pick. If he's done for the year, Malik Willis is in the game. There's 6 seconds left. This game is over. The Eagles are going to win 34-29. I don't even remember what the spread was. Honestly, I don't even remember what the over-under was because, like I said, I wasn't betting the game. Oh, the over-under was 49.5. So, obviously, the over hit. The spread was 2.5. Obviously, the Eagles covered their little 2.5 that they were getting. Anyway, I'm out of here in the next, 7 minutes. And I have a couple calls to take. 888-808-1019 if you'd like to add anything to my show. Let's go to Joe in Staten Island before we hit a quick recap. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Hey, Keith, how's it going? Congratulations on the great night gambling. You could buy the Yankees a closer now. big-time season ticket holder for the Mets. A lot of rough drives back from Queens to Staten Island. This year it's been fantastic. I'm going to say not enough credit, at least for me, has been given to the manager. That Tyler McGill start the other day, Mendoza pulling him at the right time, made all the difference in the game. I think he's way underrated. I mean, now everyone's starting to notice him. I think you made a great point earlier about how great baseball is. There's so much stuff that can't be quantified in numbers. For me, like, it's hard watching Alonso a lot right now. But at the end of the day, if your guys hit, the way I look at it, I don't look at numbers too much. I look at if your team's winning with you in the lineup. There's something you're doing that may or may not be on the scorecard that's causing a pitcher to stress out or whatever else. So there's such a great strategic game of that baseball is, and there's so many highs and lows, and there's so much emotion and different things that go into it that I really don't think can be all like on a stat card or anything like that. So for a manager to be pushing these buttons like he is, you got to give him all the so much credit.
Yeah, and he's very prepared.
Great season.
He never seems overwhelmed with anything in the game. He's pressing the right buttons.
Cool as a cucumber.
He's a rookie manager. Thanks for the call, Joe. He's not a rookie, though. Like, he's been in the game. He's a baseball lifer. I tip my cap to Mendy. Like I said, Mets make the postseason. He's manager of the year. Okay, we'll finish with my week one picks. I wish I could tell you who to bet in my, anytime touchdown parlays, same game parlays, because I was hitting. I mean, yesterday I had Xavier Worthy scoring two touchdowns. I should have had Saquon scoring three. I knew he was going to eat. But here are my picks for week one. So I already told you I'm not taking the Giants. Everybody at WFAN took the Giants. They didn't put me in the graphic because my show wasn't on yet. I did the little rap on 94.7 where I said I'll take the Giants with the spread. Check back with me a week later. No, check back with me a day later. I'm not taking the Giants. I'm taking the Vikings money line to come out of there with a win somehow. The Jets, I am taking the Jets. I think the Jets, they're not going to lose by five. I think if they lose by a field goal. They lose by one or two. I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to keep pace with Brock Purdy. I think that both defenses, both running backs, like, I think it's going to be a closer game than people think. So give me the Jets plus 4.5. Titans and Bears. There's a ton of hype on the Bears. Why are the Bears, with their rookie quarterback, minus 3.5 at home in Chicago? You got to pick upsets. You got to pick your spots. I'm going to pick the Titans there just because. Money line. Give me the Titans money line. The Steelers and the Falcons. Is Russell Wilson going to play? He's got calf tightness. They're showing Justin Fields taking first team reps. Justin Fields is from Georgia. It'd be great for him to go back as a starting quarterback of the Steelers to Atlanta, but they're not beating Atlanta. Atlanta went out and paid Kirk Cousins $100 million. Yeah, give me Atlanta minus the 3.5. I don't know what the Steelers are going to be. The Battle of the Sunshine State. The Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Miami Dolphins. I have Travis Etienne Jr. in fantasy. I hope he gets off and does his thing. I have Evan Ingram in both leagues as my tight end, but I think Miami's going to be solid this year. I just think they're tough to stop on offense. Tua got paid. He's going to have all the confidence in the world getting the ball to those speedsters. Give me the Dolphins minus that 3.5. The Patriots are going to be terrible. The Bengals with Joe Burrow back, with Jamar Chase in practice, all that. Yeah, they should roll them. Give me the Bengals minus that 7.5. Actually, that's too high of a spread. That's 8 points. Just give me, who knows, it's the first one. Just give me the Bengals money line. The Houston Texans, my Super Bowl pick, versus the Indianapolis Colts. All the hype around Anthony Richardson. I heard that he's had 17 starts at the quarterback position since he left high school. That's not a lot. You know, he missed the whole year last year. They're at home. I'm taking C.J. Stroud, and I would actually, if I were you, I'd tease that up. They're a 2.5-point favorite. I'm taking the Texans on the road to go in there and handle business, minus 2.5. The Vikings, I already told you about. They're minus 1.5. I'm just taking the money line. The Panthers versus Saints. You got to pick an upset. It's the first year of this new coach, Canales. It's a bounce-back year for the Panthers. I don't think the Saints are that great. You got to pick some upset somewhere. I'm going to take the Panthers' money line there. The Arizona Cardinals at the Buffalo Bills. There is no way in my mind that the Cardinals can go into Orchard Park and beat the Buffalo Bills. But that spread's kind of high. With Josh Allen turnovers, who knows? Just give me the Bills' money line. The Las Vegas Raiders versus the LA Chargers. Both teams that left their homes in Oakland and San Diego. And I don't know. I just look at these quarterbacks, new head coach, and I don't think the Chargers are going to be that great. I think the Raiders have more weapons and better players, and I think the Raiders' money line, got to pick some upsets. I'm taking the Raiders there. The Denver Broncos with Bo Nix, they drafted this kid. They made him quarterback to start and captain. That's crazy. I don't think they go in there and to Lumen Field and beat the Seahawks. I'm taking the Seahawks' money line. taking the Dallas Cowboys money line too. It's a plus 2.5 game. Also, give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to cover the 3.5 against the Commanders. Give me the Rams plus 4.5 against the Lions. And yeah, I already told you about the Niners game. Give me the Jets plus 4.5. I'm going to put my $5 bet on that, place that to win. That would win me $39,192 if that actually happens. That's it, folks. That bet is in. That bet's definitely not going to cash. But thanks for rocking with me tonight. Gamble responsibly if you gamble. Don't gamble and chase your losses. Like, if you lost last night and then you followed up today, maybe don't bet on Sunday. But we know where we are. This is America. This is New York, New Jersey. Billions of dollars are going to be poured into sports gambling. And, yeah, I remember having to go to the barbershop and fill out stuff and deal with bookies and Bovada and whatever. I prefer this. That's all I got. Pete Hoff is coming up next. I got to try and get out of here through the construction in the building and get home and you know, beat the tunnel closing at 12, which is damn near impossible. What up, Alex? That's all I got. Appreciate you guys. Have a good weekend. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.